dressing gown her way, long gone. You can't be the punk rock queen. That queen is dead. You can't be the underdog, the perfect platinum demagogue. But you can be the come on, come on, come on girl. That's what he said. You can be the come on, come on, come on girl instead. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on girl. Saboteur, 'cause your angry heart is way too pure. You can't be divine work, classically misread. But you could gladly join us here on our battle wounds instead of fear. You can be a come on, come on, come on girl instead. Come on, 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 girl. That's what he said. Come on, 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 girl. Can't be the pretty one, the sash and gown are way long gone.
You're tuned to 91.3 KXCI FM Tucson. I'm Marianne. I'd like to thank Maggie Zanger and all the women who just had that wonderful global discussion about women throughout the world right now, Italy, Pakistan, Soviet Union, Afghanistan, and right here on the border and South America. I am here tonight to interview Kathy Rivers, who is a singer-songwriter, local singer-songwriter, who's also performed across the country and is also KXCI's CEO, our station manager, and support for KXCI's special International Women's Day programming is provided by Marshall Foundation. Marshall Foundation enhances the lives of Tucson and Pima County women and families through support of charitable organizations involved in education, social services, and early childhood development. Tune in today until 6 and again on Tuesday, March 8th from 5 to 10 p.m. 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. for a great lineup of women and public affairs programmers, disc jockeys, special community guests, and, of course, music by women artists. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you.
Oops, let me put you up here.
There we go.
Okay.
Hi.
You know, I heard Come On, Girl in my car one day, and I don't remember who was playing it here at KXCI, but somebody was, and I was like, who the hell is that? And I called up the station, and I found out it was you, and I was like, okay, that's it. I grabbed your CDs and started listening because I have an ear for certain types of women's voices and music, and your work is fantastic.
Thank you.
So you have three albums, the first one being Bleached. That was in 2002, and then Ascension came after that, and that was followed by Gloom Cookies. And that one I've been listening a lot to lately, and a couple songs on there I want to know more about. Okay. First of all, why Gloom Cookie as a name? And then the other one is, song number 10 is called Gliss Down. That is a very interesting title.
Okay, well, so Gloom Cookie came from, I joke, I'm a heavily tattooed woman, and I constantly joke that I'm all tattoos on the outside and Hello Kitty on the inside. I can look pretty tough, but I'm a very, very loving person. I love people so much so that I sometimes feel like an alien, because I love the human race, even if I don't always like them. And I think that I'm a very soft person on the inside. And that title for me was the sense of hope and the sense of gloom. And that's why I chose to call it Gloom Cookie.
And Gliss Down?
Gliss Down, that's a good question. Gliss Down... That is a good one. There's a lot of my lyrics in my later work is sort of metaphorical, and I think that thought was just almost like a way of relaxing, just Gliss Town, just sort of sinking into it, just sink into it and let it happen. So I think that's kind of where I was going with that.
That's pretty, actually.
But the three albums, first of all, I wanted to jump in real quickly, and I wanted to thank Sailor for engineering the live segment.
Sailor, that was awesome.
I think that was her first time solo engineering here at KXCI. She came to an orientation a couple weeks ago and has just fit in so lovely here at KXCI. It's really great. So anyway, my three albums, I actually had other record... you wouldn't call them records, I guess, cassette tapes that I recorded in my teens and earlier 20s. But this was my first attempt at something more professional. The first record, Bleached, was mostly an exercise in making a first professional record and songwriting. So my songs, even though on Bleach they're personal stories, they're emotionally removed. And even when I listen to the records, I can hear that my singing is emotionally removed from them. It was what I consider the beginning of my professional career. My father had passed away, and I was sensing him all around me, and that's when I wrote the record Ascension. And then when Gloom Cookie came along, it came along at a time when I no longer felt his presence. Mm. And I was looking for it. And I would go into the studio and turn my amp and my guitar to 11 and try and create as much sort of noise around me as I could to hear if I could or feel if he would come through. Because he wasn't coming through in the silence, so I thought maybe he'd come through in the noise. And he didn't. It was very interesting. So that's what that record's about.
Well, that's very interesting, because the song that I was talking to you about, Death
Rides In.
Death Rides In, I told you, felt like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty trippy and kind of a whirlwind. So, wow. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So when did you start playing music?
I started playing music. I've always been into music, and I was in choir and stuff like that in high school. I was in a cover band just as a singer. I attended the Conservatory of Music in Cincinnati for voice and drama. But in my late teens, every time I'd want to play, I'd have to go to a guy who played guitar. And it really frustrated me. I played piano as a youth, and then I asked my parents to get me an acoustic guitar. I got my first acoustic guitar, and I hated it. I just wasn't getting me what I wanted. So I I learned a little, and then I put it down and got an electric guitar, and that's it. I have an acoustic guitar hanging on my wall. I have there's a musician from St. Louis, Beth Bambara, and I have a deal with her every year that the year that comes and goes that I do not play it once, she can have it, because it's a wonderful acoustic guitar that she plays when she's in town. She was just recently here, but I had touched it, actually. So now we'll see if I go a whole other year without it touching that acoustic guitar.
Oh, I'd love to hear you on it, actually. So is your family musical?
No, not at all. Not one little bit. But I found out in my 20s I've known my whole life I'm adopted, and I found out in my 20s that my biological mother was musical and my biological father was a published poet.
And your mother was a dancer as well.
And a dancer, yeah.
Wow.
So she was really into the arts, and he was too. So I think that's where it came from. My father, who raised me, was a doctor, and he loved music. So he couldn't play or sing anything, but he tried. But he introduced me to the artists that really shaped my life, I think.
And they are?
Willie Nelson and Harry Chapin were two of his big favorites. And I was really into the AM Gold sound. I loved that. We would always sing along in the car. And then, I started to get into rock and roll a little bit. And then I got into some darker stuff once the 80s came around. I started to get really into some of the industrial and goth music that was coming out at the time.
I've picked some of the dark up the goth in the gloom cookie.
Yeah.
And then in... Bleached, I got a sense of rockabilly in there,
yep,
too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
sure.
It was really, there's one that you just rip on, and it's awesome. I can't remember.
Twister Through the Trailer Park.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So who influences you now, or who did, in the last several years?
Well, I moved to St. Louis for a couple years and heard a lot of blues music when I was out there, and started to influence me a little bit. I mean, I think for me, I love every genre of music and I'm willing to attempt every single genre. And as far as artists now, I mean, there's so many. Everyone who has ever heard me on KXCI knows I love Carla Morrison. She's amazing. And I love Anna Tijoux. There's a few artists right now that are Latina artists that I am just, I have to go look up the lyrics. I don't speak Spanish, and I will look them up, and I just am blown away by the creativity and the now of the music, the immediacy. I'm trying to think, there's all kinds of, I was in college, I loved Carole King. There's lots of,
Patti Smith.
I love Patti Smith. I do. I was intrigued by Ani DiFranco, although I wasn't a huge fan, but I was intrigued by her music. I liked her music, but I think, again, I was listening to all different kinds of stuff. But I loved The Cure. I loved Depeche Mode. I loved all those musicians as much as Johnny Cash, as much as Merle Haggard. I love it all.
So I think. You told me when we were talking earlier that you played for and you opened up for Patti Smith and Concrete Blonde.
Well, I played the Rocker Girl Conference. I had opened up for Jeanette Napolitano here in town once before. Maybe twice. Anyway, I was invited to the Rocker Girl Conference, which was a conference put on in Seattle by Rocker Girl Magazine, and Patti Smith was there, and Jeanette Napolitano was there, and I was in an elevator with Patti Smith, and it was I've been in radio since my early 20s as well, so I've been around a lot of famous musicians. I've never had star issues, and it was the sweatiest elevator ride I ever had in my life. I froze, physically. Yeah, I was kind of a mess. It was the longest elevator ride, too. And you're just like, that's Patti Smith right next to me. And God, I think it might smell. It's terrifying. But I got to see her speak at the conference as well. And she was incredible.
You mentioned that one of your favorite songs on your album, Gloom Cookie, is Tennessee Gentleman. Mm-hmm. Actually, you have it's on your Ascension as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
That song for me was one of the most magical. It started in my 20s. I started to write that song where a friend came up to me and said something about gun blowing. And I said, what is gun blowing? And it's when you clean a gun. And the line came to me, gun blue eyes. And then some. Then Gun Blue Eyes shot right through me, came to me. And then somebody else said something to me, and it became another line in that song. And then the song completely disappeared until my 30s, and it came out in 1 hour, the entire song.
Let's listen to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
listening to KXCI FM Tucson. I'm here with singer-songwriter and KXCI station manager, Kathy Rivers. So I did, when I heard that, I did think it was a love song.
It's not a love song. And the Tennessee Gentleman is a drink. And so it was a song, again, about getting through my father's death. And that was the other phrase that someone mentioned to me. She was like, I'm not feeling good. Like the women, something like the Southern women, I got to take to my bed. And that was the third thing that someone said to me that was like, I have a song here. And that's the line, while the Southern women all take to their beds, I've got a Tennessee gentleman going straight to my head, meaning the drink at the bar.
You were close to your father.
I was very close. I was, as I mentioned before, I'm adopted. I have a brother who's also adopted, and my parents were together for about 13 years and then divorced, and I moved in with my dad. So I was predominantly raised by my father, and he had a very large influence on me, and it was a good decision that I moved in with him. And then he remarried a woman who was a very independent woman. She was a social worker, and so I lived with them until I went off to college, off to the conservatory. And yeah, he had a really big effect on me, and I always felt very, very close to him. And it was interesting. My husband and I, you know, often talk about adoption and nature versus nurture. What's very interesting is people, even though I looked nothing like my father, my family looks like the United Nations. We've got one of everyone in our family. And I looked nothing like my father. People would always say, oh, you and your dad are so alike, because I had taken on so many of his mannerisms and his actions and his speaking. And so, yeah, I was very close to him.
So obviously, listening to your music and now listening to you, your writing is pretty personal.
Very personal.
And also what you experience in the world that might not be directly related to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe it's message based.
It is message based. There's always a sense of hope. I hope in there, even though it can get really dark. I think, you know, when I first wrote Bleached, I had to call my family and say, everything's great with my husband, don't worry, because a lot of those songs were breakup songs. But again, it's not, when I write a song, it's not directly about what's exactly going on. The song that we're going to play in a minute is a song that I've never put on an album. It was an actual love song. That was probably the first love song I ever wrote in my life.
Well, let's listen to it. This is Little Mystery right here on 91.3 KXCI.
I think it's a happy song, if I remember correctly.
A little black cloud with no name follows me in vain, asking who do you think you are? Contends with my self-worth. That's how he wastes his time on earth, asking who do you think you are? At least I'm not alone. At least I know. At least I'm not alone. Since my youth,
know, at least I'm not alone. At least I know, at least I'm not alone. Was the whiskey? Maybe it was the moon. Last night, a little mystery, and so are you. Maybe it was the day.
So your independence just went down the drain. Is that right there?
Yeah, that's right. That's probably my one and only love song right there.
So on your CDs, there's some Teddy Morgan is in most of them.
Yeah, Teddy Morgan was singing background vocals on that last song.
And then you play a lot with Richard Medic, Jimmy mm-hmm. Carr, mm-hmm. Joey Burns, mm-hmm. other on your albums. When's the next one coming out? A little pressure there.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I brought you a demo of a song, my most recent song, I think it's track two. Mm-hmm. I can't see from here. But this one I worked on a little bit with Jeremy Cashman. It's literally, this was our first pass at it, so I can't even believe I'm going to let you play this, Marianne. But you pressured me into it. And I think that, you know, we'll see. I have not been playing. I actually unplugged my pedals recently, which was weird. I have a studio set up in my home, and I unplugged my pedals and haven't plugged them back in. I'm not sure. I'm really busy right now here at KXCI. It has been an incredible year for us, and I foresee one more incredibly busy year. The guys from White Crow were kind enough to ask me to maybe sing with them, and maybe I'll slowly try and do a little. It's, you know, they're... I also have played with Michael John Serpe and Jeremy Michael Cashman, and there's so many great players in town, and I love playing them with all of them. But right now it's just really time. And the great news is that this incredible job that I have takes up both sides of my brains.
So it's creative.
My brain. Yeah, it is very creative. You know, so I feel that I'm not missing it right now. And I miss it in the big picture, but I don't miss it on a day-to-day event, where a few years ago it was paining me not when I couldn't play, when I was so busy I couldn't play. Right now, it's what it is, and I'll get back to it as soon as I can.
So what are we going to listen to next?
We're going to hear a song that, again, I wrote this within the last 2 years. And it kind of really, this is one of those songs that two just came together within minutes. And so much so that actually I borrowed a keyboard from Michelle Boulay Stevenson and Rusty, and they brought it to my house, and I tried to figure it out on piano. I couldn't. So I had to call Jeremy and say, I need you to come over. I'm going to sing this to you, and I need you to play it, because I needed to finish it right away. My friends are very supportive, thank goodness. And this is what came out of that.
And so, the name of it, any? I don't even know. Okay.
I don't think there's a name yet.
This is awesome. Okay, here
Marianne,
we go.
Marianne, for no one else.
A smooth distraction from before this begun. If I get one more dance, I swear it a slow one. I hold on till dawn comes, 'cause the dawn comes up fast. If I get one more kiss, I swear it the sweetest. A soft and complete us, 'cause the end's gonna come. If I get one more song, a chorus to lead the angels on, I swear I will sing it. I swear I will bring it. I will bring it all. swear I will sing it. I swear I will bring it. I will bring it on. I swear I could sing it. I swear I will bring it. So bring it on.
Wow, Kathy, that's awesome. I did. Geez, Louise, you really brought it on.
Wow.
Nice.
Thanks.
Really nice. Thank you so much for allowing KXCI to witness this and putting it on this interview.
It sounds like it could use a little auto-tune, but other than that, yeah, I mean, for a demo, it was great, and that's, yeah, so that's where I'm heading with my music right now.
Yeah, it is different. The voice is so smooth. So let's talk a little bit. You came to KXCI, and then you left, and then you came back, so you came, you were... did the home stretch, and then you were our program manager, and you left for?
I left for St. Louis. My husband was booking the venue Plush at the time, and the owner of Plush came to us and said that she had a really big endeavor she wanted to take on. She wanted to build a Plush in St. Louis. She wanted a huge venue with a restaurant and a special event space upstairs. And so she bought a 70,000 square foot building, and we were there from the beginning process of the demolition to the construction through the opening of the venue and restaurant and event space. So we were there about 2 years, and then the project just came to an end, and it just so happened that my old job opened up back here, and we came back.
Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
And now KXCI is 32 years old. It's never had a female in the role of the executive director and station manager, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
So with that, what's been your biggest challenge?
I would have to say... that's a really good question. I'm juggling a lot right now, looking to the past and thinking towards the future. Radio is going to change and things are going to change, and I've got some really big ideas about that and thoughts. I do a lot of research. I'm a total research nut, so I'll read a lot of things that are happening and I get ideas. I get a lot of big ideas. I think that, you know, in all honesty, to be vulnerable and honest, a challenge I think has been at the station for all of us, but a beautiful one, is that I went from being a coworker to the executive director, and that sometimes can be a challenge, but we have such an incredible staff that we've worked through it. The staff has really supported me as I've had to change roles and direction, and it's been incredible. We have Duncan and Amanda, who have such incredible amounts of experience. We brought in Leah Ray as sales director. She came from Clear Channel, and she knows what she is doing. Our sales have been bigger than they ever have been before here at KXCI. Melissa Mosey has done an incredible job with the traffic department and grants. We also have Michelle Boulay-Stevenson, our membership director, you know, Amanda Duncan, everyone. I can't say enough. Randall, who holds down late nights so I can actually sleep, is amazing. Jim Blackwood and Hannah Levine, our newest from Seattle, has just been, you know, it's been incredible. But that can be a challenge, just that shift. That and really opening up the culture and opening up the door to inclusiveness and openness. But I think we're there.
I do, too. It's you can feel the change and the spirit and the energy when you come in. And it's you didn't just do it internally. You've also done it externally with how the building looks and, you know, the signs and things like that. So I know there's been a lot of great experiences, one you just talked about with having the supportive staff who have been here for a while. But what's been your best experience? First thing that pops.
Oh, my goodness. My best experience? I don't know, Marianne. That's really tough. There's so many good ones. I will say that the mentorship that I have received from the community, the outreach of other executive directors who have supported me and come to me, and my board president, who has been very supportive, and the entire board, That's the best. That makes the little gloom cookie in me just want to cry. It's been really, really incredible.
So I know you've worked for some corporate media and non-top 40 commercial radio, and here you are in community radio. So why land here?
Because this is where I started. I started in what would have been what commercial radio used to be like, community radio. I first started at 97, now I can't remember, 97.1, which was a family-owned radio station. This was before the big conglomerate started in radio. I was a production director and then got my own show, and I could play what I wanted. And I was there from my 20s. I started at about 23 years old, I think, is when I first got into radio. I watched the entire change. I watched the music directors go from being local music directors to regional music directors to national music directors, and the same with the PDs. And I watched the consultants come in, and it went from DJs having the right to play what they wanted to play, and the listener having the experience of loving the DJs for what they played, to a machine, and where I would go and I'd pre-record my show, my vocals. And as soon as an opportunity opened up here at KXCI, I jumped at it. And that was when my first go-round here at KXCI. I was so excited to get the job.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Thanks.
You're our come on girl.
Thanks.
Here at KXCI. So I'm going to break into some music. Kathy has a website, and also in some of the reading I've done, you've been described as alternative Americana indie and a singer-songwriter from Tucson and now a station manager and an executive director at KXCI. So thank you for the interview.
Thanks.
And happy International Women's Day to
you. Well, and thank you, Marianne, for the programming that we've had today and that we will again have on Tuesday is all because you called me on the phone and said, let's do this. And we thought really big, and we achieved, I would say, 99.9% of our goal. And I really look forward to Tuesday, and thank you for today.
Absolutely. Thanks. You're tuned to 91.3 KXCI FM Tucson, and we're slowing down till 6 o'clock. I'm going to be playing some more music from Kathy's three albums and also some new unreleased that you've left me.
Oh, are you going to play those too?
Maybe.
Okay, all right. I'll let go.
Okay. thank you, everybody, for listening, and do stay tuned every day here on KXCI. It's an adventure, but on Tuesday, March 8th from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. We have a great lineup of women DJs, public affair programmers, our special community guests, and music by, for, and about women. And I'm going to play a song from Gloom Cookie. This one's a fun one. Okay, love you. Bye-bye. Thanks to Kathy Rivers for the interview tonight. And we got one more song coming off the Gloom Cookie. And stay tuned then for Dead Air right here on 91.3 KXCI.
Searching for salvation, privilege rarely leads to truth. Could be carved upon your gravestone, and you laid to rest as proof. You move closer to the truth and farther from the lie.